It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
America is sending more money to the Ukraine. David Mamet takes on DEI. And what's going on with black people in the workplace? I am causing some drama over on TikTok and I will tell you all about it. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematic. So look, I had a tweet that went viral over the past couple of days. Let's get into it because it is about the Ukraine nonsense. So I'm gonna read you my tweet, okay? And so what came up on my feed is Representative Thomas Massey took some video from the House floor after this ridiculous Ukraine, you know, bill just passed. I believe that we're sending $95 million more dollars to the Ukraine, right? And so Thomas Massey took this ridiculous video of a lot of these Democrats, and they were all Democrats, mind you, waving the flag of the Ukraine, waving the Ukrainian flag on the floor of Congress, all right? And this is what I tweeted. And I like woke up, I saw this, and I was very, very upset. Like, I was really fired up about this. This is what I tweeted. I said, "This is what I served in combat to protect. This is what two of my brothers did not come back home to their families for, to see a foreign flag waved in Congress in celebration of billions sent overseas while veterans are still homeless. Unbelievable." That is what I tweeted. It went crazy. I think it's got something like 4,000 retweets. I rarely tweet out of emotion like that. Like, I rarely get very emotional at all, honestly, to tell you the truth about what happens in DC, because it's just like DC is just such a crap show. And obviously I don't want to say crap show. It's a crap show. All right. It really is. It is these people basically sending your and my taxpayer dollars to God knows what, to another country to do God knows what. Because, by the way, all of this money is not helping Ukraine win the war. Like, if you read anything about Ukraine and what's going on there, that's not all the propaganda that we have coming from our legacy media sources. A lot of people are very aware that the Ukraine, number one, they all of their fighting age men, they're running out of fighting age men, okay? They literally have to drag men off the streets to fight in this war that nobody wants to fight in. They're losing ground. There is absolutely no oversight on any of this money that is being sent to the Ukraine, okay? There's no oversight to it. It is basically money, you're my taxpayer dollars, that is sent over there and basically getting laundered. It's disgusting. It's filthy. And all of these people in Congress are basically like pigs at the trough right now. Like, it is revolting to me. It truly is. But this is where we're at right now. There was no compromise on border security. There was no border funding. There was none of these other things, okay, that the House Speaker said that he was going to fight for. All right? Nothing. They get nothing. Republicans get nothing, and Democrats get absolutely everything. And a lot of the Republicans, by the way, this wasn't just Democrats that voted for this. A lot of Republicans voted for this as well. So what you have to understand is that there are people that are living their lives in the bubble of Washington, D.C. that do not care about you, that do not care about what you think. There is such a disconnect between these people cheering and waving the Ukraine flags on the floor of Congress, while most of their constituents, by the way, do not support this. A lot of people do not support this. War has been going on for 2 years. For 2 years, we have sent billions of dollars to the Ukraine, have nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it. We have no idea where this money is gone, but yet they're waving the flag of the Ukraine on the floor of Congress because they passed yet another bill to send your my taxpayer dollars over there. It is unbelievable. And I will tell you this as well. And a lot of people don't like, you know, look, my... The podcast for me at this point, like the podcast, this is for my True Problematics. Like, I do this for you guys. Obviously, you can go on youtube.com/@can'tcancelrobsmith. That's the video portion of this podcast. It's very much cultural, sort of like reacting to TikToks and all that other stuff. The hardcore politics stuff doesn't really work there, so we're figuring that out. But this podcast right here, this is for you guys. And I will tell you this. This money being sent over to the Ukraine and these people waving this flag, to me, and I got to tell you, I've been thinking this for a very, very long time, that the swamp has defeated MAGA, whatever you want to call that. The swamp has defeated them in DC. Okay? The swamp has defeated them. So now, Matt Gaetz went through all this stuff to get Kevin McCarthy out there, right? Oh, yeah, and then Mike Johnson, he's going to be based. He's going to do all this, blah, blah, blah. And this dude bends over the second that he gets a chance. And he's literally getting slobbery profiles from CNN. Literally, this is a CNN article that says, by passing Ukraine aid, the accidental speaker became an unlikely Churchill. So you have to understand, these are the types of people that you have in DC. These people do not represent us. They do not represent people like you and I. They only represent each other. And I'm going to tell you something about MAGA as well, okay? MAGA is not changing anything in DC. MAGA is not changing anything in America. The only thing that the MAGA people and the huge voices of MAGA, and you know exactly who they are. I don't even have to say their names here because you know who they are. The MAGA people who are telling you all this stuff, oh, MAGA, 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 Trump, 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 all that other stuff. They're not about anything either. The only thing that these people are trying to do is to replace the swamp that exists there with them. They're not trying to drain the swamp. They're just trying to replace the swamp. And by the way, speaking of Trump, Trump was behind all of this stuff. Like, Trump was behind Mike Johnson. Trump basically had done an interview where he said, you know, I love Mike Johnson. He's going to do this for us, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you something. I don't want to make all the podcasting that I'm going to be doing this year about Trump. Like, I don't want to make everything about Trump. I don't want to be either the person that is just going to be blasting Trump all the time because that's boring, and and I also don't want to be the person that's just going to be telling you how Trump is Jesus because that's also boring as well. I got to keep it real with you guys. And my honest thought, my honest to God thought about when it comes to Trump and all this stuff is that he doesn't really care about any of this stuff. What he cares about is his access to the RNC money. He cares about his access to the swamp. He cares about being supported by the swamp as he's going through all the legal stuff that he's going through this year when allegedly he's supposed to be running for president, right? But like I said, this is the choice that the party made, all right? This is the choice that the party made. Mike Johnson is the choice that the party made, all right? This is the choice that the MAGA people, you know, they were going to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, and then, oh, you know, Mike Johnson was going to be the great MAGA whisperer and all that other stuff. And the reason, by the way, that you see somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene flipping out, and by the way, I don't even like Marjorie Taylor Greene. When she spoke at the White Nationalist Conference, told me everything I needed to know about Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay, and what game she's playing. But she's freaking out, and the reason you see Marjorie Taylor Greene freaking out the way that she is right now is because she is pretty much one of the only true believers that's left in Congress. It's literally her and Matt Gaetz at this point. And by the way, Matt Gaetz doesn't look great because ousting Kevin McCarthy was his big idea. So then we get Speaker Johnson, who's done what? Who's done absolutely nothing. They didn't impeach Mayorkas, or they didn't impeach Biden. They didn't impeach Mayorkas, or I believe that maybe they did for 2 seconds and the Senate struck it down. So nothing is getting done. This Republican-controlled Congress, and if you've been listening for a while, like I've been saying this kind of since 2022, the big red wave that wasn't, they have done absolutely nothing but send money to Ukraine and expel George Santos. They have done absolutely nothing. So what I need you to understand, Problematics, is that you have a lot of people in DC that are not interested in doing anything. They're not interested in impeaching Joe Biden. They're not interested in impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas. They're not interested in getting any legislation passed that is going to get funding to the border. They're not interested in holding Democrats' feet to the fire so that even the bill that could have passed, were that this bill, by the way, that sent money to Ukraine and Israel and all the other stuff, there could have been money for the border in that bill, but they gave this Republican Congress absolutely nothing because they know they don't have to give them anything. This is what's going on. Republicans lose when they're in power. They lose when they're not in power. It's just a bunch of losers. And then people wonder why I just went independent. Well, geez, what am I supposed to be advocating for? Am I supposed to be advocating for these people who can't figure out how to do anything but expel Republican members of Congress and send money to Ukraine? It's a joke. It is an utter joke. This Republican Party, as it stands right now, is full of a bunch of very weak people who have no interest in anything other than their own pockets. They have no interest in anything other than making themselves richer. And Mike Johnson had no interest in anything but being loved by the left, being loved by CNN, being loved by MSNBC, because that's the game that he's playing. And you have too many people in DC that are playing that game. You have too many people in DC that know exactly what they need to say to get there, and then they will vote right down the line for this BS. By the way, a lot of your favorite congressmen and women who are all MAGA, 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 pro-Trump, 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 whatever, they voted for this bill. And I'm going to tell you guys, the reason that they do it is because they know they can get away with it. The reason why Trump doesn't follow through on most of the things that he promises is because he knows he can get away with it. They know that at a certain point, they have gotten you guys all into these echo chambers where you only follow or you only listen to the people that are feeding you MAGA propaganda 9 times out of 10, they know that that's all a lot of people consume. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm a bit in the wilderness right now. I'm a bit out there right now because I was like, look, I'm not going to spend 2024 telling you guys that, oh, Trump is going to win and everybody's going to show up and that there aren't some real deficiencies in the campaign that they're running. I don't even know if they're running a campaign. All I ever see about Donald Trump is his court cases. And I can't tell you that these Republicans are fighting for you in D.C. They're fighting for Ukraine more than they're fighting for you. And by the way, I think that they're going to lose the House this year. And I guarantee you, when Democrats take back the House, Democrats will pass things, okay? Because they actually do things. You say what you want about these Democrats. Obviously, I'm not down with any of that stuff. But when they get power, those people use it. And when Republicans get power, they do absolutely nothing. This is why I'm an independent. This is why I can't use my voice like some of these other people and be propagandists for that party, because they fail over and over and over again. And at a certain point, it's not even about what Joe Biden is or isn't doing. It's not even about what America looks like. We all know that he is a failure. We all know that America is in a bad place. We all know what the gas prices are. We all know what the grocery prices are. We all know that our lives are generally worse than they were 4 years ago. We know that. So at a certain point, that's not enough, because you give these people power and they do absolutely nothing with it but send our money to the Ukraine and to Israel and into wherever, right? All these people do is send our tax dollars to other countries. That's all they do. And it's a joke. And I am so glad that I've just made the decision to just be completely honest about all this stuff. Because guys, I don't know if you can tell how fired up I am, but it makes me angry. As somebody that has actually sacrificed things, as somebody that has actually lost things, sort of trying to advocate for the Republican Party or advocate for Trump or advocate for whoever, you realize that you're sacrificing all of this stuff for a bunch of crooks that do not do the jobs that they were elected to do. And all of these people need to go. They really, truly do. So what is the House? What is the Republican-controlled House did? Completely bent over to Democrats, sent another $100 billion to the Ukraine. Literally the only thing that they have done in over 18 months, almost 2 years. It's the only thing that they've done. These Republicans are worthless. And if you keep on electing these people, if you keep on sending these people to D.C. to grift, this is all we're ever going to get. All right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
David Mamet, legendary playwright, has some tough words for DEI. I'm going to get into that right after the break. All right, David Mamet has basically torched DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, as, quote, fascist totalitarianism. Yes, he said it. These quotes are coming in a fiery takedown at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. Now, David Mamet, if you do not know who he is, this is the guy that wrote Glengarry Glen Ross. He directed a movie called House of Games, very, very good psychological sort of like grifting thriller from the 80s. And he's got a memoir out right now, but he had these tough words for DEI. And this is what he said. He said, quote, DEI is garbage. It is fascist totalitarianism. This is what the Los Angeles Times is reporting. And the LA Times is basically saying, taking this as him lambasting the liberal establishment in Hollywood. Now, when you think about Hollywood at this point, it has always been liberal propaganda. Well, actually, no, that's not true. It has been liberal propaganda for at least the past 30 years. I think if you look at Hollywood in the 80s, and this is the problem with conservatives, when conservatives decided that they didn't want to do anything but go on talk radio, like, that's it, right? When conservatives completely stepped away from the culture, they gave up the journalism industry, they gave up Hollywood, they gave up the college and university system, they gave up absolutely everything and then ran to talk radio. And that has been the exclusive domain of conservative voices for the past 30 years until, thank God, over the past 5 years, people started standing up and people started doing actual work, activist work, right? So Hollywood is very liberal. Hollywood is always going to jam its woke agenda down your throat. So this is David Mamet. He said DEI is garbage. He said it is fascist totalitarianism. Okay? His book, published in the fall, his book is called Everywhere in Oink Oink, details his last 40 years in the movie-making business and falling out of grace as his politics shifted him from a progressive, quote, red diaper baby of two communist Jewish parents raised on the South Side of Chicago to a present-day Trump-loving conservative. And so as somebody that is in the Hollywood world, right, David Mamet is coming at DEI because of these new diversity rules that have come from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Obviously, this is the group that hands out the Oscars, the Academy Awards, right? And it's really interesting how the LA Times writes this. They said, his latest gripe is with the new diversity rules that the Academy of Motion Pictures instituted for Oscar-eligible films to help advance the representation of LGBTQ plus women, ethnic minorities, and disabled people. So this is how the LA Times is spinning this. Basically, the real talk about this, like the honest to God real talk minus the spin, is that now the people that hand out the Oscars are saying that you will not be eligible. Your film will not be eligible for an Academy Award unless it has a certain amount of minorities, a certain amount of women, certain amount of LGBTQ, certain amount of disabled, 7% of this, 3% of this, et cetera, et cetera. So this is basically how they are trying to mandate art nowadays. Art. They are mandating art. To me, it is completely ridiculous. And by the way, I don't say that as somebody that doesn't like to see quote-unquote diversity reflected in arts and entertainment. I absolutely am somebody that wants to see that. I'm somebody that has no issue seeing Black people or Latino people or white people or women or gays and lesbians or whoever reflected in the art, in Hollywood, in the culture. I've never had an issue with that. You want to see it done organically when it makes sense. When you start mandating art and when you start putting these DEI rules on artistic expression, and so now people know that they will not have a shot at getting one the highest honor that you can get as a filmmaker or an artist or an actor if we don't check a certain amount of boxes, it's completely absurd. It is ridiculous. And obviously, you know, that's what Mammon is saying. And this is what he said, quote, the idea that, quote, I can't give you a stupid effing statue unless you have 7% of this, 8% of this, 8% of that, it's intrusive. This is what David Mamet said. He thinks that the pendulum has swung too far in the opposite direction, even though he acknowledged that, yes, there has been historical discrimination against certain groups in Hollywood. Absolutely. The issue with, I don't have like this deep-seated hatred for DEI. Like there's a reason that I haven't sort of like hopped on that train. That's a very easy train for somebody that is a non-white, right-leaning person to hop onto right now. I hesitate to do that. Number one, because my ideas and thoughts about DEI are a lot more complicated than the thoughts and ideas about DEI that are being disseminated in conservative media or within conservative, you know, commentators at this point. But what I will say is that this is not the answer. This is not the answer at all. So this is somebody that is one of the greatest American playwrights, one of the greatest American filmmakers, and he's saying enough is enough with all of this stuff. And when you really want to talk about DEI, whether it's in the corporate world or whether it's in Hollywood, et cetera, the thing that I hate the most about it is when you are a Black person and you are successful or you are in any position or whatever, the first thing that people think is that somehow you are only in that position because of your race or gender or sexual orientation or whatever. And so when the stuff is pushed that heavily, It really does sometimes hurt the people that are in whatever positions. I remember there was somebody that said to me one time, I forget what it was. I was talking with somebody about doing something. It was some media gig or something like that. And it was like, oh, well, you know, they must want some diversity there. And I was like, well, hold on, stop. Because I have a degree in journalism from Columbia University. I am a published author. I have all of these other things that have zero to do with the color of my skin. And so this person kind of like went right to that as if I could have no other qualifications, as if the color of my skin is any kind of qualification. But I think that that is one of the pitfalls of the hyper-aggressive DEI push. But like I said, my thoughts are a little bit more nuanced than a lot of the thoughts that are being expressed when it comes to this issue. But I believe that David Mamet is absolutely right here. The DEI initiatives that are coming from Hollywood is absolute garbage. It's garbage. It's not going to help anything. It's not going to do anything but probably engender even more sort of animosity than was already there before towards certain groups. And it'll be the death of art. It'll be the death of true artistic expression. And that, to me, is very, very unfortunate. All right, coming up, I had some thoughts about Black people in the workplace that are getting me in a lot of trouble over on the TikTok. I will tell you what they are right after the break. All right, Problematics. Well, I got in a little bit of trouble on TikTok for revealing an inconvenient truth about how Blacks act in the workplace. And I'm going to play this for you, and let's get into it.
I'm scared to admit that the real tea is that we are the problem in workplace situations. Sometimes we can be lazy, we can be entitled, we can be spoiled, we can be overly dramatic, and these are things that really, really do get in our way when it comes to reaching either the top of the corporate ladder or when people actually give us opportunities to succeed. We get in our own ways because we have these chips on our shoulders about all of the stuff from the past instead of focusing on the opportunity at hand and doing a good job. I'm Black.
Okay. So obviously this was, I'm building up my TikTok. If you want to follow me on TikTok, you can follow me on TikTok at Can't Cancel Rob. And somebody that's in my life, a friend of mine that is a TikTok expert, this person has almost 80,000 followers on TikTok, is like, oh, this is a trend. You should do this. And it's the, as a Black person, I'm afraid to admit trend. And so for me, when I go to do something, I'm like, okay, well, why don't I say something that is an inconvenient truth? Why don't I say something that maybe a lot of people aren't going to say? And honestly, when I made the post, when I made the video, when I made the comments, it wasn't meant to trigger. It wasn't meant to do anything. So I was actually shocked at the response that it got. And I mean, people are going in on me on the comment section. And I've said this before, and this is not just like specifically like, this is not like a Black conservative podcast or a Black issues podcast or anything like that. But it's very interesting to me when you deal with Black culture and you think about how Black culture stands at this point. There are a lot of Black hucksters in the media. It seems like every Black person in the media pretty much has made their bones or made their career, or makes their money by telling Black people things that are just easy to say, like things that are not challenging to Black people. Like if I was a Black media personality and my entire career was built upon telling Black people that white people are evil, that racism is the issue, racism is the thing that's holding you back, and oh my God, it has nothing to do with you. No, you're perfect. You're wonderful. You're amazing. There's nothing that you ever do wrong. Everything that you go through in life that is negative is all about racism, because honestly, how could it be anything else? If I wanted to do that, there would be a lane for me. There would be New York Times bestselling books. There would be TV shows. There would be all of this different stuff. But when you are a Black person in the media and you decide to take the tactic of saying things that are truth, of saying things that are kind of harsher truths, you're going to have a rougher go at it. And so the reaction, we'll just say, was not kind. And the reaction, I think, is very funny. It's when you try to give anybody any kind of tough love. And I don't think that this is something that is exclusive to Blacks. I think that a lot of time, like, you can tell people that, like, I could do a video to say that, well, the reason that you're fat is because you eat too much, you don't work out, and you are consuming too many calories. There's going to be obese people that are going to take umbrage with that. And they're going to talk about, oh, well, you know, it's the food's fault, or it's the government's fault, or it's Trump's fault, or whoever's. So I think it's very interesting that the response from the people that I'm trying to really talk to about this is always so deeply negative. And what I say about how Black people sometimes operate in the workplace still stands. It's really funny because I posted that video on Instagram, and I have business owners that are saying, one of them actually commented, oh, we call it the Blackitude. Because you have these Black people that come in and you know, there's attitude problems and there's chips on the shoulders and there's egos and there's all of this stuff that's going on. And I think that the thing behind it and the reason behind a lot of this stuff is the reality of the situation is that black people have to go through a lot of hoops, all right, to make it in corporate America, to make it in the world, whatever. It's just a function of the society that we live in. And so that to me is something that I've never shied away from. And in the real problematics that listen to me know that I have very nuanced ideas about race and about how this stuff affects, you know, the world that we live in. But at the same time, you can be a black person or a, you know, gay person or whatever and go through a lot more hoops to get to a certain place. But those hoops that you go through can also affect your behavior and your attitude in a fairly negative way. And I've not only experienced this stuff, I've engaged in certain behaviors in certain workplace situations, one in particular that I'm not going to get into. But then you will step back. For me, I step back from the situation. And whenever I have a failure or a comeuppance or whatever, you know, you're upset and you're sad and you're angry. But the first thing that we should all really be doing is looking in the mirror and saying, okay, well, what did I do to contribute to this tough period that I'm going through, or this tough financial situation, this tough work situation, et cetera, et cetera. And it can always come back to the behavior that I had. No matter what the situation was, there's always something that I did to contribute to some sort of negative reaction. And I think that the issue with black people in the society, and this is the issue with a lot of people in the society, by the way, because I'm not a big fan of victimhood complexes. But I think that the issue that a lot of people have is that they're not looking in the mirror. And this is the issue that I believe that a lot of black people in this country have, is that we're not looking in the mirror and we're not saying, and this is, by the way, this is the issue a lot of people have. I think that with black people, it's just things are so much harder for us sometimes in a lot of different situations that we don't really look in the mirror. So the problem that we have as a society is that we're not looking in the mirror and we're not being real and honest about our shortcomings. And if you cannot look in the mirror and if you are not real and honest about the shortcomings that you have, you're never going to get to where you want to be. Everything is always going to be somebody else's fault, and you're going to fall further and further and further behind. And instead of looking in the mirror and tweaking your behavior and finding out what was the negative thing that you did that led you to a negative outcome, if you're not doing that and instead you're blaming everybody else, you're not going to get anywhere as a society, which is a function to, I believe, why black people continue to lag behind every other American in every conceivable metric, because the numbers do not lie, right? Like, the statistics do not lie, the numbers do not lie, the facts do not lie. So when I share a harsh truth, like the truth that I have just shared with all of you, that I shared on my TikTok account and on my Instagram account, it is not surprising to me that the blowback was so intense, particularly from the community that I am both a part of and am speaking directly to. All right, Problematics, that's it for me. Please join me at Can't Cancel Rob Smith on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, guys, you can find me on YouTube now, youtube.com/@Can't Cancel Rob Smith. I will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television. Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.